China's gonna party. Relive some 80s nostalgia there, listening to Bless You Boys here on The Art Lewis Show. Pat Johnston filling in for Art today on WSGW, 752-6111 or 866-790-WSGW. Those are the phone numbers if you'd like to get involved in any Tigers talk here for the second half of the show, because joining me on the phone line is a gentleman by the name of Ian Castleberry. Ian operates the website blessyouboys.com, and it is just a tremendous website. And Ian, when did you get that started?
The site started in 2005. I started writing for it in 2007.
Oh, okay. Okay, and you get a lot of visitors, it seems like, every time I always look at the comments the day after the game.
It's going well.
Looks like it's going well, especially since they are winning, and they are now 9 games above 500, a 6-game winning streak, have a five-game lead in first place there. So they're doing this all without Carlos Guillen, and really a lack of without hardly any production from Magly Ordóñez. How are they doing this? How are they winning these games right now?
Well, it's mostly pitching. I was just talking to a buddy of mine. It's amazing that they've basically done this with three great starting pitchers. Well, maybe two and a half if you think Porcello isn't quite the ace yet. But, it's almost been all pitching, and they've had to change the way they've tried to win games a little bit. Earlier in the season, you know, they tried to do a lot of bunting and base stealing and moving along runners and trying to make things happen. That hasn't quite worked out over the last month or so, but they're just getting the hit when they need it, getting the home run when they need it, and it's just enough to win most days.
Yeah, timely hitting, I guess, is always key, and as long as the pitching can keep up. I mean, did you think that the bullpen was going to play as well as it has so far this year?
Not with Fernando Rodney as closer. I remember you and I talked earlier in the season, or in the off season.
Yeah.
And we were wondering who the closer would be, and I thought it might be Rodney by default, but that certainly didn't make me confident. But he's been really good. I mean, if you go just by the save numbers, you know, he's had 15 chances, he's converted 15 of them. He's got a little Todd Jones in him, making it kind of shaky on those nights. But, if they figure out who can set up the relief right before they get to Rodney. You know, Brandon Lyon seems to be settling in. Joel Zamaya has been inconsistent. Mm-hmm. Ryan Perry was good before they sent him down to the minors. If they figure that out, I think the bullpen can be even better.
We're speaking with Ian Castleberry from the website blessyouboys.com here on the Art Lewis Show. It's 9:40, as we are, of course, talking about some Tigers baseball here as they are on quite the winning streak, and they kind of needed this winning streak after they struggled there against the National League on the road, losing to Pittsburgh 2 out of 3 inning, and then losing 2 more against St. Louis. So they had a 4-game losing streak before this 6-game winning streak started. And
yeah, I was going to say, you didn't have me on last week, Pat.
No, were you singing a different tune last week?
I was falling last week.
That's right. Well, that's true. I didn't think about that. Now, You just took me off there.
No problem.
What about, though, they, like you said, they got 2.5 really good starting pitching. Do they need, in order to make a good run here for the second half of the season and to be a serious, serious contender for a World Series maybe, do they need a Galarraga to start to pick it up? Do they need at least one other starter to pick it up for them, don't they?
Definitely, yeah. They need Galarraga to figure it out. I mean, he hasn't won in 10 straight starts. You know, every time he goes out to the mound, you know, you're waiting for that big blow-up. You just don't know what you're going to get with him. And the Tigers can't afford to do that right now. You know, it was even worse with Dontrell Willis, and they moved him out of the rotation and off the roster for now. Hopefully one of the they can kind of mix and match that fifth spot with Alfredo Figueroa or whoever else they can bring up for the minors, or maybe bring in from the bullpen. But unless Galarraga can show them that he can be a consistent starter, they're going to have to find someone to replace him.
You know, Ian, a lot of praise is thrown upon Dave Dombrowski, the president of the team, and rightfully so. I mean, he's done a good job, but he had to release Gary Sheffield earlier this season, of course, because Sheffield had just a gigantic contract. If Magley Ordóñez, I know he got a couple of hits yesterday, but if he really doesn't start to pick it up, they're going to have to seriously consider dropping him. They've got Nate Robertson, who's slated, I think, to make, what, $7 million? It's somewhere around that figure.
Yeah.
And then they overspent for Dontrell Willis. But this team is winning really without all those guys. So did Dave Dombrowski make some serious errors there?
No, he made some huge errors with the contracts. You know, I would love to inject him with sodium pentothal to see, you know, what he really thinks. Get some truth serum, see what he was thinking. I mean, at the time, some of those deals maybe seemed like the smart thing to do, you know, with Nate Robertson, for instance, locking up a young pitcher. But the Dontrell Willis deal was just flawed from the start. I mean, he was coming off a bad season, maybe a bad two seasons. I think it would have been, you know, they should have at least seen how he would have pitched for the Tigers before shelling out $29 million for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was. And do you think we've seen the last of Dontrell?
Boy, I think so. You know, there's some talk that the Tigers wanted to send him down to the minors, but he refused assignment, according to SportsIllustrated.com, which is his right as a player with his tenure. But if he's not willing to play ball, you know, they're gonna keep him on the disabled list until deciding what to do with him, maybe until the end of the season.
You know, it's one thing if he was getting hit around, that'd be one thing, but he just can't find the strike zone, and that's a problem. And apparently, do you think it is because he's suffering from some type of mental issues, as they're saying?
But yeah, it seems. I mean, you know, this is such a nebulous, touchy subject. I mean, no one really knows, you know, and this is kind of happening around baseball with a couple of other players. You know, Joey Votto of the Cincinnati Reds, he was on the disabled list with anxiety disorder, and he just admitted that a big problem with that was losing his father.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't know what's going on in Dontrell's head. We may never know.
Right. It's similar to, what was that player's name? Chuck Knobloch, right? He was a second baseman, and all of a sudden, one day, he just couldn't throw the ball from second to first.
Yeah.
It's amazing how that happens sometimes. Ian, do you mind holding on the line here and coming and just sticking around for one more segment?
Absolutely. Sure.
Okay, we're talking with Ian Castleberry from the website blessyouboys.com. And when we return, I'll ask Ian, who is the biggest surprise that he has seen here for the Tigers so far this year? It's 9:45 on WSGW. It's the Art Lewis Show. I'm Pat Johnston, sitting in for Art today. Here on the Art Lewis Show. Pat Johnston sitting in for Art. 752-6111, 866-790-WSGW are the numbers. And just a reminder that today, Terry Henney will be at St. Stan's Polish Festival in Bay City. Terry will check in from 4 to 6 p.m. Brought to you by DuRussell Insurance. And remember that you can listen to us on our website live. Go to WSGW.com and click on Listen Live. Right now on the show, we've got Ian Castleberry from blessyouboys.com, as, of course, we are talking Tigers baseball. They are on quite the winning streak. Hopefully they can keep it going here when they take on the Chicago Cubs to maybe even get a sweep against the Cubs here later on this afternoon, a game you can hear right here on WSGW at 12:45. So far, Ian, in this season, and we're almost done here with the first half, who has been the biggest surprise for you on this Detroit Tigers ball club thus far?
Oh, geez. I think it'd have to be Edwin Jackson. You know, that was a trade a lot of Tigers fans didn't like. You know, giving up someone who looked like a up-and-coming young player in Matt Joyce. You know, they needed an outfielder. They needed a left-handed bat. Why trade him for a starting pitcher who looked, based on his stats, pretty mediocre? But he's been incredible since coming to Detroit. The most surprising thing, really, is just how few batters he's walking. I mean, his control has been incredible.
Yeah, it has been. In fact, I remember reading an article, I can't remember if it was on your website or somewhere else, but where even some players from the Tampa Bay are surprised at how well he's doing. They're saying, oh, we didn't see this. We saw potential, but we didn't see, you know, a shutdown pitcher like we're seeing right now.
Yeah, every time he goes... Every time he starts, they have a chance to win. I mean, you can't ask for anything more from a starting pitcher. You know, it would be nice if they gave him a little more run support. He hasn't won in his last three starts, and they're not. They seem to have trouble scoring more than three runs for him. If they could inch it up to four or five, you know, his record would be incredible right now.
You know, you're speaking of the lack of production sometimes, and teams go through a drought and go through droughts. Although it seems like the Tigers, they've gone through a few, but yet they still are winning ball games. But do you think later on this year, if they get into August and September, they know for sure that they have a great chance of making the playoffs, and B, they are maybe just one player away from getting to the World Series. Do you think that they will try to pick somebody up? And if so, who's out there?
Mike Ilitch said, you know, he would do what it takes. You know, interpret that how you'd like. Do what it takes to get them into the postseason. I assume that means, you know, if they have to take on extra payroll to get an extra pitcher or another bat, that's definitely what they need. I mean, I think right now if they stay pat with the team they have, they're probably good enough to win the AL Central division. The other four teams don't seem all that capable of winning it. But getting into the playoffs, especially if it looks like they'd face a team from the AL East, probably the Yankees or Red Sox, you know, the pitching could even things up in a short series, but unless they can score some runs against two good pitching staffs, they're definitely going to struggle.
Yeah. Which is why they may need another bat here. But, you know, who knows? Maybe Maglio will turn it around. I don't really have a whole lot of hope in that right now. But there's always that. There is that possibility. But it's something that they're going to have to think about.
You asked who they might get. I mean, there are some outfielders out there that they might be able to fit in. There's some designated hitters, players like Troy Gloss in St. Louis, who the Cardinals seem to want to get rid of. I know there have been some a couple of outfielders for the Colorado Rockies that players media have been mentioning the Tigers might be interested in, but the Rockies are playing really well right now, so maybe they don't want to get rid of those players.
Yeah, that is true. We're speaking with Ian Castleberry here. He's on the website blessyouboys.com, and it is a terrific website. I encourage everybody to visit, especially during the game too, because you can go online and comment with other Tigers fans. There are some of some of those commenters, though, Ian, they can be quite negative at times. So. Not as bad as Red Wings fans, but they can be pretty bad at times.
It's been better over the past week, but you're right. It doesn't take much to push a couple of people off the cliff.
No, it doesn't. You know, one of my favorite coaches of all time is Chuck Knoll. I'm a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and Chuck Knoll, of course, coached the Steelers during those Super 70s when they won four rings. And he had a saying, and it was, whatever it takes to win. He doesn't care if it's ugly. He doesn't care if it's a last-second field goal. He doesn't care if it's 2-0 and they won by safety. Whatever it takes to win was his mantra. Do you think with this particular Tigers team, and so far this year they've had to scratch and claw for some victories, do you think that's what this team is all about, whatever it takes?
I think that's exactly it. If you saw Jim Leland after last night's game, you would have thought they lost. I mean, he was so mad. You know, they walked seven batters last night. And it was an ugly game, but you know, like we said before, they're getting just enough. And you know, a win's a win, as the cliche goes. But it's not always going to be pretty. It seems like, you know, the offense has warmed up a little bit with the weather warming up. But I think we're gonna see this for the rest of the season unless they can pick up another bat.
And in some ways, though, it gets a team to mesh even better and gets them closer, I guess. When you go through, every game is close, and you have to figure out ways to win. That could be, too. It could help them in the end. Could be a benefit.
Come on, isn't it more fun to watch when when all the games are close and
sometimes. I wouldn't mind a nice 9-0 win once in a while, though. But hey, Ian, thanks a lot for joining us today. I do appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much for inviting me.
Hey, no problem.
To you again.
Yep, I'll talk to you soon. Alrighty, bye bye. And that was Ian Castleberry from the website blessyouboys.com. And remember that the Tigers are going for the sweep today against the Chicago Cubbies. 12:45 is the game time coverage here on WSGW. Let's take another break here on the Art Lewis Show. Pat Johnston filling in for Art today. Back after